This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. At least two people have lost their lives and more than 20 are injured in a rail accident in Gonda district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Six coaches of train number 15904 Chandigarh-Dibrugarh Express derailed on the Gonda-Gorakhpur route near Mankapur station. The accident occurred near Jalahi Halt on the Mankapur section of the Gonda-Gorakhpur route. Senior officials of railway and district administration have reached the spot. Teams of NDRF and SDRF have also arrived and relief and rescue operations are underway. The main rail route from Lucknow to Guwahati is blocked due to the accident. Several trains on the route have been diverted or cancelled. The railway has released helpline numbers. The numbers are 8957-4092-92 for Lucknow and 8957-400965 for Gonda. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed the officials to intensify the relief and rescue efforts. Ministry of Railways has ordered a high-level inquiry into the Gonda train derailment incident. This inquiry will be apart from the Commissioner of Railway Safety Inquiry. The ministry also announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each to the family of the deceased, 2.5 lakh rupees for grievous injury and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. The Supreme Court today directed the National Testing Agency NTA to publish the results of all NEET UG 2024 students on their website till Saturday 12 p.m. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra directed to publish the result city-wise and sense-wise, masking the identity of the candidates. The hearing on a batch of nearly 40 petitions related to the medical entrance exam will now resume on Monday morning. Earlier in the NEET UG case, the Apex Court bench had underscored the fact that the sanctity of the exam was compromised beyond question. It, however, maintained that the decision to cancel the exam in its entirety would be an extreme last resort as it affected the lives of over 23 lakh students. The CBI has detained four students of AIIMS Patna today in connection with the NEET UG entrance examination paper leak case. AIIMS Patna Executive Director Dr. G.K. Paul said the students who have been taken into custody are second and third year of MBBS course. He said the officials of the agency had given prior information regarding the custody of these students. The book Wings of to Our Hopes Volume 1, a compilation of selected speeches by President Draupadi Murmu, was launched at the Rashtrapati Bhavan complex in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan released the English and Hindi versions of the book along with its e-version in the presence of Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan. Two other books titled Kahani Rashtrapati Bhavan Ki and Rashtrapati Bhavan Heritage Meets the Present were also released. In Oman, search and rescue operations are ongoing for the remaining crew members of the oil tanker Prestige Falcon, which capsized near the port town of Dukm in Oman. So far, 10 crew members have been located, with 9 found alive and 1 tragically deceased. Among the 9 found alive were 8 Indians and 1 Sri Lankan. The search continues for the remaining 6 crew members. The Indian Navy has played a crucial role in the rescue operations. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 2-day official visit to Bhutan from tomorrow. It will be his first visit abroad after taking over as the Foreign Secretary. The stock markets continued their record-breaking streak today, with the Sensex surpassing 81,000 for the first time and the Nifty reaching 24,800. The BSE Sensex advanced by 627 points or 0.78% to close at 81,343. Olympic-bound Indian tennis player Sumit Nagar made an exit after suffering straight set loss in Swedish Open. Nagar lost to world number 36 Mariano Navon of Argentina 6-4-6-2 in the men's singles round of 16 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.